Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Right, Ange, we've got to talk about the public toilet dispenser.
Oh, mate.
Everyone went nuts. Oh my God. Yeah. I had so many picture messages. Every time I went into a toilet, I checked out the dispenser.
Yeah.
Should I tell you which one got on my tits this week?
Was it the one in the pub that we went to on Saturday?
Talk.
It was a talk
one in that pub on Saturday. And it was absolute bollocks. Yeah.
It was your one where you think you're going to pull it and get a nice, you know, a nice length.
Don't.
You get one sheet. Yeah. One sheet. And you pull it again. One sheet.
Talk have got a lot to answer for, actually.
Talk. They're another shit one, aren't they?
They are. They're a shit one.
Well, I had a very funny video sent to me by Brizzlepicks CC. Brizzlepicks. Right. Now, I'm assuming Brizzlepicks maybe is from Brizzle, but I don't know. That's
maybe.
Just
and she likes pictures, maybe. Or he.
And this person sent a video of this dispenser.
Oh, I saw this one.
Oh,
I saw that video.
Gosh.
Yeah, Oxford Street Primark.
Very, very impressive, I have to say.
Yeah.
And the message that came with it was very good. It said, listen to your most up-to-date pod. I fucking hate toilet dispensers. They are honestly one of the biggest hates in my life. I mean, we've really struck a chord here with this.
We have.
However, Oxford Street Primark, if you need a peaceful and discreet shite, check this out. And then proceeded to send a video showing the options of this dispenser, which had a very lovely flowing pull of roll that you could use, or you could have your one sheets. So it gave you both options.
Right.
All that occasions were covered.
That is very, very high tech.
And actually, he or she did say that it was a Kimberly Clark, which is disappointing because I have an issue with Kimberly Clark, but maybe they're trying to up their game.
Maybe.
And then we had another one from your pal. Solly, Michelle.
Yeah.
Solly159.
Yeah.
She just sent a photo of a toilet roll dispenser in the ZZ's that she was out having a meal in. Obviously not in the cubicle, but in the restaurant.
Mm.
You couldn't actually get the toilet roll out because it totally mashed up, jammed. She couldn't get anything out of it. She sent a photo saying, I'm totally with you, Andrew. These dispensers are shit.
Yeah.
But then she did point out that she wasn't actually doing a poo, which I thought was fair enough.
That is fair.
You know, I thought, that do you know what? I appreciate that. Yeah.
She let you know it wasn't poo gate.
Yes, she wasn't pooing. So it wasn't, she could get enough out of it for the frontal wipes. There was no need for back wipes.
Great. That's always good to know, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah.
But people really, I was quite, because when you sort of pick a tits, you're never quite sure how it's going to land.
Yeah. You don't know if they're going to be up or down.
Yes. Are they going to be with
pert?
Me? Yes. Are they going to be saggy?
And looking good? Or are they going to be on the floor?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was a bit like, I don't know, maybe other people won't have the same problem with Kimberly Clark or any toilet roll dispensers than they do.
They've gone shitting nuts. The listeners for this have gone mental.
They really have.
I had so many messages.
Yeah.
I'm in a toilet cubicle and I hate this toilet dispenser. Yeah. It's called, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, whatever, whatever. I mean, the one that Solly sent to me, we discussed the fact that it was that shit, it didn't even have a brand name.
Oh, that is shit. Yeah. ZZs need to sort their life out.
They do, actually. Their life and their toilet roll dispensers.
ZZ, if you want to sponsor us, we're very open to it.
We can be the face of toilet roll dispensers.
I like a lot of pizza.
Yes.
So...
and pasta. So we could be right up your strasse.
Right up there.
Yeah. Yeah. But there was a lot of chat on the toilet roll dispensers, which was very pleasing.
Now, the other thing I've got to ask you about, maybe slightly nervously, is have we had any challenge patties?
We have.
Yes. Oh, shh. It's one of them doing a poo in a public toilet.
No.
Oh, phew. I was convinced that's what the challenge was going to be.
You know, that is a good suggestion.
Because so after last week route. When I was like, I can't believe you had to poo in a public toilet, that is like that gives me the fear. I thought somebody's going to message in and say, Angie, challenge Patty to do a poo in a public toilet.
And record it.
Oh, no, Ange. No, I'm not doing that. That's a step too far. That's disgusting.
Right, now then, we had quite a few in. And,
oh, God.
They seem to have quite a theme.
Oh, God. Is it all exercise?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So.
A Peloton something.
Yeah, so Alibaba won. Oh, challenge gosh. Patty alert. You should challenge Patty to a jolly in the gym. This may go down like a lead balloon. That was Alibaba's.
Right.
Beth Moore's, well done you on your challenges, Angie. Challenge Patty idea, doing a Peloton live. Lucy Price,
yeah.
I think, and she's the one of the OGs.
Yeah.
I think you should challenge Patty to get somewhere without the use of her phone or sat nav and make sure she goes down a country lane.
Oh, no, Lucy. Oh, my God.
Then we had, now this one I thought was a very good, I mean, it might be a bit tricky to do this, but
okay,
I did, I thought it was a good idea and I thought it was a good message from Julia Haggis. She says, right, got it, 100% Patty challenge. Now, I know she lives not too far from the coast, so here's my proposition. Patty to do a cold water dip in the sea.
Oh.
Now, I'm a stand-up paddleboard and surfer back in the day, and I will even offer to travel over her way to take her out for a cold water dip. Forget GRWM. Nah, we want GRIGI. Get ready, I'm going in. I will even offer to have my VW van, the beautiful Walter White, on standby where warm beverages can be served. So a cold water dip I thought was quite a good one.
Yeah.
I quite like the idea of, one of my thoughts for your challenge, Patty, was for you to just basically go for 24 hours without your phone.
Hang on. Right, what? Back
no.
up here.
What's your problem here?
Okay. So your challenges were very like momentary in time. Yes, I'm not saying they weren't a big deal, but it wasn't like you must go to the supermarket, you know, over 4 days every time in your pyjamas.
Right, look, you can't start now saying, no, your challenge is with this and I can't do
what was your other
challenges.
Challenge?
The get ready with me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they are two very, like, just...
I think you could do a Peloton live.
Oh, God.
That's not hard. You've got it in your house. You've got a phone. You could go live. We could even try and do like a tandem Peloton. That's not a tricky one, I don't think.
Doing a poo in a public toilet seems like a good challenge. Why did nobody send that in?
Everyone seems to be going down. Literally the first like three, four that came
we're
in were like,
she's a fat bastard, get her on the Peloton.
Challenge Patty to a Peloton. Challenge Patty to go to a gym. Challenge Patty to go in the sea, do a cold dip. All of those sort of things. I mean, you don't have to go to the sea to do a cold dip, do you? You must have some sort of like body of water nearby.
Body of water.
So, really, Pat, you've got a few choices there. for which one you want
to... I'm going to take the next couple of weeks to think about it.
No, you can't take a couple of weeks to think about it. No, we are not doing that, right? We are not. You can't say I'm not.
Here's what we'll do. Oh, I'm not going to take a couple of weeks to think about it. Here's what we'll do. We'll put the top three on a poll.
Right. So we're going to do a poll then, Pats, yeah?
On Thursday. And obviously this is a good time to say to people, Ange and I are taking a week off next week.
Yes.
Obviously you've got the Easter break coming up. Yeah. So there won't be any episode next week. We'll be back Wednesday the 19th with a new episode. And in that time, I will undertake one of the challenges that comes out top.
Yes.
From the poll.
Brilliant. Thanks, gang, for getting on board with the challenge, Patty.
Angie.
Patty.
Shall we talk about sex?
Oh, well, I mean, who doesn't like a right good chit-chat about the old sexy times?
Who doesn't want to talk about your sexy mojos?
Yeah, exactly. And who doesn't want some assistance with that every
sexy
now and then?
Sexy mojo.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what we're actually talking about here, guys, is Roam, spelled R-O-A-M. Roam.
And Ange and I highly recommend going to exploreroam.com to check out the diverse range of sex positive products, including lube for the front and back in super premium packaging.
Right. Now, everybody loves talking about lube. And the front lube helps to mimic natural wetness. So no sticky residue like most lubes, and is tailored to your natural pH balance. Designed to be good for down there. While the back lube is thicker and designed for comfort, hydration and repair.
I never would have thought that about lubes, but yes, of course.
No,
you want your back lube to be comforting, hydrating.
Comforting.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're statistically more likely to orgasm if you use a lube. So what are you waiting for?
Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm going to get a better orgasm with a bit of lube, count me in.
Let's go for it.
Count me in. Now, all Roam products are vegan, sustainable, and the condoms contain 40% less packaging than their competitors.
There's no need to worry about your neighbours. All the products are packaged really discreetly. The sex toys, although powerful, don't make a lot of noise. And the best thing about them, they're waterproof. So you can escape to the bathroom for the perfect me time.
So to really notice a difference, use the lube with the toys. There's a little tip for you there. You can thank us later. To get 20% off site-wide at exploreroam.com, use the code FUNNY at the checkout.
Watch out. Roam is spelt R-O-A-M, not like the country. Vicky Snedders sent me a funny Depop drama.
Right, okay, brilliant.
So the seller sends a message to the buyer and says, I'm so sorry, I'm going to have to refund you. The buyer says, how come? The seller, I clicked on your page and I can see that you're a Tory. And they've honestly ruined this country and especially my family's lives. I can't do business with you. It's just not right. The buyer puts, I'm sorry, but what has a Depop sale got to do with my political views? The Conservatives have done some great things for the country, especially Rishi and Boris. You need to get your facts straight. And then the seller just put, I'm not even going to give you the time of day. You're admitting you're a Tory and that's all I need to know.
That is very, I mean, you got to keep any evidence of your personal life out of these pictures, haven't you?
I mean, the fact that the seller is like, I'd rather not have the money for these trainers or this shirt or this top or whatever she's selling than take money off a
Tory supporter.
And I just love the fact that she ends it with, you admitting you're a Tory is all I need to know. That's it. I don't want your money. I'm going to sell it to somebody else. Absolutely don't want to take money out of your grubby little hands. The Tories have ruined my life. Forget it. You're not having it. I'm refunding you.
That is so good.
Hilarious, isn't
it?
And when Snedder sent it to me, she just put, I mean, fair enough.
Exactly. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Now, I think we should probably just touch a bit on the old rise and fall, Pats.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. Yes.
It's all got very... we left it on a cliffhanger. For those of you that don't know, that perhaps haven't listened or weren't aware, Rossi D. Woods, who you can find on Instagram and TikTok and loads of other social medias, has been coming on our podcast and doing a section called Heavily Into. Mm-hmm. And he's currently in Channel 4 reality show Rise and Fall.
Yes.
Which goes out Monday to Thursday, 10 p.m. on Channel 4.
Yeah.
And at the end of the last episode, we saw him given a really big dilemma.
Oh, gosh.
So he rose up to the top of the penthouse with another guy called Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And he could either choose to send Moses back down to the basement, mm-hmm. or keep Moses in the penthouse and send one of the current rulers down.
Now, I didn't see it. Oh, no, it's tonight, isn't it?
Yes, tonight.
So tonight we'll find out.
We obviously know that he said he's keeping Moses up.
Yes, but who he's going to choose to send down?
I reckon he's going
to
send Connor down.
Do you?
Yeah.
See, or I maybe was thinking... Matt. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, maybe Matt.
My thinking was, right, out of everyone that now is a ruler, there's only one person, Matt, who has not experienced basement life.
Yeah.
And for me, it would have been, well, actually, that seems the most, I don't know. I want you to experience what everyone else now has who's now in the penthouse. But I don't know, because obviously Connor has kind of been, he's been making a few mistakes and stuff, hasn't he?
He's not been great up there, Connor.
No. But I really hope I was so pleased when he said he was going to keep Moses.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I was like, yes, Rossi.
Yeah, and they were all like, what the hell's he doing? Why is he not thinking with his head? This is ridiculous. I was like, no, fair play to you, Rossi. Yes. Keep Moses up there. Give him an opportunity to experience it.
And also, Rossi wouldn't have been up there if it wasn't for Moses,
exactly.
So, like, that was just the fairest thing to do. And I was like, yes, Rossi. Yes, go on, Rossi. Mate. Yes.
And there was an episode last week where he cried.
I know.
Wasn't that sad?
So sad.
Yeah.
I was watching it with Joel actually at the time. And when that happened, I was just like, oh, Rossi. Oh, really kind of. And Joel was like, oh, yeah, I forget. Like, you know him. And it's amazing how it's like, we've talked a bit before about when our brother James has done things where he has either been like bullied or he's got very upset, or it's really hard to watch that. And that's how I felt watching Rossi.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is someone I know.
Yeah.
And I really, this watching him feel the way he felt really, really affected me a lot more than I thought it would actually.
But also I think what's really interesting for me is, obviously, for those of you that don't know and perhaps have only just started listening, we Andrew and I have a relatively well-known brother sibling.
Yeah.
And when we watch him on TV, that's become quite normal now. But I've never really watched anyone in a reality TV show that I've known.
No.
And I think it is different.
Yes.
I think there's like a different sort of vibe to it, because I don't know why. I don't know whether it's because he is just being completely himself and he's not like playing to an audience, or he's not presenting a TV show, or he's not on a chat show. You know, that's what I'm used to.
Yeah.
I'm used to seeing somebody that I obviously know and love really well in a different context of TV.
Yeah.
And having somebody in a reality TV show thinking, oh God, like, I wonder what it's like in the downtime. I wonder how much of this is edited. I wonder how much of it is like producers stopping them talking and saying, can you do that again? I've just found that really interesting
to watch a program like that.
Has no contact with the outside world.
No.
So he is not in contact with anyone. He's got no phone, no nothing.
That must be so hard.
So weird. So weird.
Yeah, anyway, we are all to tonight's episode.
Team Rossi.
Team Rossi.
Go Team Rossi.
Come on. Come on.
So the thing that has been getting on my shitting tits in this past week is the way that people drive in London.
Oh, right. Wow. That is right. Very specific tits.
Yeah. Because they are various. They are a very specific type of driver.
Breed, yes.
AKA dickheads. What happens when people go through the congestion charge zone and enter London?
They just become pricks.
So I had to drive into London at some point last week, right?
Yeah.
And I, you know, stuff changes in London with lanes and stuff really fucking quickly. Like you're in a lane and it becomes a bus lane. You're like, oh shit, I've got to move over. There's a camera there. I've got to get out of the way. Or you're in a lane and a bus lane ends and you want to turn left. So you've got to get across. Or you're maybe at some kind of massive fucking roundabout and like you're in the middle lane. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh no, this lane's disappearing now. Actually, I'm going off to the left. Oh shit, my sat nav's saying off to the left. Oh my God. And everybody beeps you, doesn't get out the way, stays where they are. Gives you the wanker sign. What happens to people that they lose all ability to be polite, kind and calm when they drive in London? I had a taxi driver wind his window down and call me a fucking prick.
Oh my gosh.
This bus lane ended.
Oh no.
And I was in, because I couldn't go down the bus lane. You obviously get a ticket, which is just for buses and taxis.
You get a fine,
Exactly. So I realised, I was like, oh shit, I'm turning left here. Looked in my rearview mirror and over my shoulder. I went to pull out. This taxi driver sped up. Because he was so pissed off,
aren't they?
Yeah. Honestly, it's so annoying.
Do you think it is... Like, I mean, obviously, I mean, this is why I don't drive in London. I don't know why. I'd just be like, I'm just getting a train. I'd rather get a train than get in my car and deal with that shit. But do you think it's like if you went to Manchester or Liverpool or New...
I've driven in those cities. I've driven in Manchester. I've never driven in Liverpool. I used to live in Manchester. I've driven there a lot. No, they're not like that.
You don't get that there.
Because Northern people aren't dickheads on the whole.
Wow,
behind the wheel. They're actually quite calm,
kind. Sweeping statement you've said.
Quite calm, kind individuals.
Okay, right.
There's something about people, and it is like, oh my God. And you're trying to follow your sat nav. You're trying to keep, you know, and everybody's in like massive fucking Range Rovers, flash cars, beeping you. The lights turned green. 1 second. Beep.
Yeah. Move.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people trying to cut you up, go into the different lane, move across. One particular road went down to what it was three lanes, went down to one. This BMW kept speeding until he got to the cones. And then he
I
kept in the you can see the cones are closing the lane, mate. And he stayed right up until the last cone.
They think they're some sort of Formula One drivers.
Oh God, it is don't that they? It is just like it really started, and I actually said to myself, this is going in tits.
This is going in tits.
I'm putting this in tits. I was like, I am absolutely putting this in tits.
They do. And I know, I don't want to be sweeping. But
we don't want to be sweeping, actually.
I'm not being sweeping. But it is predominantly men.
Yes.
Isn't it? It's predominantly men.
It is.
That become absolute dickheads behind a wheel, especially in the City of London.
I don't know what happens.
No.
Like, you know, I drive down the M40, and I'm not joking. When the M40 changes to the A40, everybody becomes a prick. And it's like, oh, God, here we go. Yeah, we're gearing up to drive in London now. Got to own the road. Got to bash you out the way. Got to boot you out the way. Not going to let you in. People are not letting you in.
Yeah.
It's like, God, okay, I was in the wrong lane.
Yeah.
Put your hand
up. I didn't do it on purpose.
It's like people beeping you, wanker signs. Oh, God. It's like... Just let me in, mate. What is the problem? Say, I've put my hand up. I've said, sorry, mate. Just let me in.
That's why I think, and I think we've covered this before a long time ago.
Yeah.
On a early episode.
Yeah.
That I think it would be good if you could have some sort of tannoy system.
Oh,
that you could talk outside of your car.
You're a prick.
Well, yeah, you could obviously do that.
Please let me in.
Yeah. I'm really sorry, I'm in the wrong lane. I haven't done it on purpose. I just didn't realise I didn't need to be in this lane. Could you just let me in, please? Audi 3-5 behind me.
Please.
Because I think if you could do that, because I think sometimes people, if you've made a mistake with your lanes, right?
Yeah.
People genuinely think you are being a shit.
Yeah. I agree.
you know, and sometimes I have to say I have been shit.
Same, I have been that person.
But a lot of the time, especially when you're driving somewhere you don't know,
it's a mistake.
And you're like, oh shit, see, I'm in the wrong lane. I need to go over there. And like you say, the lane suddenly becomes a bus lane. And, you know, all of that stuff. I think if you could have some sort of system where you could just pop on a, you know, press a little button in your car. Hello, really sorry, I'm in the wrong lane. I do need to get across.
Do you know what? I thought, this is the first time I've driven in London in my new car.
Oh, right. Were you worried about it?
No, I thought, I'm in a Mercedes now, I'll be fine. Bloody hell, how wrong I was. People are like, you're a shit. You're in a Mercedes, I'm in a Maserati. Get the fuck out of the way. Honestly, I was like, it's all right, I've got a Mercedes
I'm in a Merc now.
I'm not in a Golf anymore.
Yeah, no one's going to piss around with me anymore.
You know, I've got the big grill at the front.
Yeah.
I've got the three-pin star right at the front of my car.
Yeah, the three-pin star.
I'm going to be like pushing in all over the place. Oh my God, no, how wrong I was.
People didn't give a shit about your three-pin star.
I mean, this taxi driver, he sped up.
Yeah.
I wonder whether it's because I was driving a Mercedes. I wonder whether it actually goes against
you. That is the problem, Pat.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe people are like, oh, Mercedes fucking drivers, think down the road.
I mean, I do find that, you know, there are a certain car that I do get particularly pissed with.
So is a Mercedes one of them?
Yeah, I think it would be. Mercedes, BMWs, those sort
Audis, of... Audis, Range Rovers.
Yes. You know, not your crazy, stupid Maseratis. But you sort of people that are like, oh, well,
mid-range.
You know, I'm driving.
You're mid-range.
Yeah, you're mid-range wanker.
You're mid-range wanker.
Yeah.
That's me then now.
That's you. You're an MRW.
Yeah. I am a mid-range wanker.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. J name theory.
I think I did see this one.
Ah.
It's something to do with people being pricks, boys being pricks with the name beginning with J.
Yes, yeah. Which I thought was quite funny because our brother's called James.
That's what I thought when I saw it. I was like, oh, that's quite a funny one.
Here we go. J name theory is that any guy whose name starts with a J is complete crap. And you shouldn't date them. Ask your friends. Very few guys with a name that starts with a J is worth anyone's time. Hey, do you remember my ex, Jay? Yeah. Wasn't he a piece of crap? Yeah. Doesn't that just prove the J name theory? I was like, I don't think I've ever dated any J names.
No.
No, I don't think I ever have, which is obviously good now because... You know,
that piece although, of crap.
Yeah. Although had I could have maybe backed up the theory.
And said, yes, I dated a J and they were a piece of crap.
Crap. Yeah.
The fact that they say a piece of crap. That really tickled me. Do you remember that boy J I dated? Yeah. Wasn't he a piece of crap?
Piece of crap. Crap is quite an understated word, actually.
It's an underused word, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, don't you find the word prat?
Yeah, I love a prat.
Yeah.
I've started using it more recently. Marty loves a prat.
Yeah, maybe that's where I've picked it up from.
He's such a prat.
Prat.
He loves it.
It's great because it's offensive, but not too offensive.
No. No.
Oh, you're being a real prat. Or he's a prat. Obviously, you can spice it up, can't you? He's a fucking prat.
Oh, wow.
You know, you can give it more.
He's a stupid prat.
Yeah. He's a shitty prat. Yeah. He's a wanky prat. You know, there's lots of words you could put in front of prat.
What about idiot?
Idiot. Do you know what I think with that? It's a great word. You're an idiot. You can be quite aggressive with that. And you can really pronounce idiot. You're an idiot. Also great for gritted teeth. Stop being an
idiot.
Yeah, you can really
and
like,
again,
give it.
You can spice it up. He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And you can grit your teeth. You're a fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. Can you tell I'm gritting my teeth when I'm saying it?
Anyway, the J name theory.
Yeah.
Listen.
Listen, you fucking prat.
No, I'm going to say we know a Jay who's a bloody good bloke. And I think he used to listen, not sure if he does anymore. Johnny Gray,
yeah. Actually, he is not
a crap.
He's not a prat.
He's a bloody good bloke.
But
so
I do
he's
know.
An exception.
Yeah, but
right,
I you
give
know,
us,
sometimes
give us
I
your
think,
Jays that are prats then.
Right. I've come across a few Jasons. They are dicks. Yeah.
Not Jasons. We need to caveat not all Jays.
Caveat.
We need to caveat not all Jasons.
No, I mean I'm sure there are some Jasons that are not crap.
Jason Todd, he's not crap.
No.
He's a really nice bloke.
Okay, yeah.
But I hear what you're saying. There's a lot of Jasons.
Jasons, I think, can generally be on the crapometer. I don't know about a sort of Jack.
It's just descended into chaos.
It's quite fun, though, isn't it? Thinking of...
Yeah, your Jays.
Your Jays, yeah.
Yeah, Jacks. I think, Jacks can be a bit dickish,
yeah,
actually,
they can.
They?
Yeah. Yeah. Jacks. James is, obviously.
I actually think most Jameses are decent.
I mean, most.
Yeah.
You know, I think you'll always come... I mean, I suppose it's like anything. It's like an Angie. You could come across some Angies. They're absolute craps.
Crap. Complete you know? Crap.
Yeah. You know, I just think it's quite... When I saw it, I thought, Jane... I was thinking, yeah, actually, do you know what? I mean, I don't know why, Jay. I mean, there is one particular Jason that immediately came to my mind. And I was
he's an idiot.
He's a crap. He's an idiot. He's a crap.
Is he?
Yeah.
Right. What about Justin's?
Yeah, I think that could be
they
very
can be
easy.
A bit.
Yeah.
Well, look, let us know if you've got a J theory that either goes for or against. You know, maybe your name is Jason and you're a bloody good bloke. We'll be the judge of that. But maybe. So, look, there's loads of ways you can get in touch with Ange and I. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Gordon. She's at Ange Gordon.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com.
We should also say, Pats, we're also on the YouTube.
Oh, my gosh. Shouldn't well we? Done, Angie. You can now find
Hello.
The podcast on YouTube.
On the YouTube. We're
just
on the YouTube.
On and search Finding the Funny and our whole back catalogue of episodes are there. Okay, well, finally, before we go, we had a great dickish behaviour in from Laura Levine. Levin.
I think it's just Levin.
Levin.
Although you actually have jazzed that up for her.
Levine. Laura Levine. On the gram. And
yes.
Laura just said, very simply, people who keep their shoes on when they get in, why? Why?
I can be that person.
What? That
I
is
know.
Dickish. You're going straight in the dickish bin.
Do you know what? I don't know why I do it. So, not all the time.
The moment I get in, oh my God, my shoes are off. And most of the time, my slippers are on.
Yeah.
Because my feet
are you
do
literally,
get
yeah.
cold.
Shoes off, slippers on, bam.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. There was this woman that I used to work with, right? And even when she was working from home, she would get like fully smartly dressed, including shoes.
Mm. Do you know what, Ian? Ian did this the other day, right?
Ian is Andrew's husband, for people
who
don't know.
Who are new around these parts.
Yeah.
So Ian is my husband,
long-suffering
husband. And he can be a bit of a twat at times.
Right.
And he's very much into productivity.
Oh, go Ian.
Right. Okay. So he's now a tech manager. And since he's become a tech manager, he's gone big into sort of self-development productivities and things. Right. He talks about Pomodoros and things like that. I don't even know what he's talking about all the time.
Wow.
Anyway, there was one time just recently he was working from home, exactly like that lady we were just talking about.
Yeah.
And he had his shoes on all day.
What?
Yeah. And later on the day, I said, "Why have you got your? Have you had your shoes on all day?" He said, "Yeah, it helps with productivity."
No, that's dickish.
Yeah, I was like, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Well, you know, I sort of feel like I'm actually at work. I'm going to my place of work. I keep my shoes." Yeah, I'm like, "But you're not. You're at home.
No, that's dickish.
You can be comfortable in your slippers."
Yeah.
No, but Ange, I find if I'm in my slippers, I get too comfortable, and then it doesn't help with my productivity and my Pomodoros.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I was like, "You're a dick." Mm. But then
go
I did
work
think...
in your car. Then why didn't you? Why didn't he drive out around the block and then pull back into the car into the driveway to make it like he'd done his commute? Like,
I just commuted to work. Yeah.
You know what? What are you doing for a toilet break? You know, picking which one's the office toilet and which one's the home toilet. What about when you make a coffee? Have you got to check that anybody's got a specific mug in the office? Can I use this mug or this block? I mean, you could go to you could really go to town with that, couldn't you?
Yeah, and I think he very easily would. Actually,
oh my
thinking
god,
about it.
Mm. When I work from home, I am what I like to call Zoom chic, which is a jogger on the bottom half and something semi-smart.
A bit nicer on the top.
On the top half.
Mm, yes.
Often Zoom with a blanket chic around my feet and slippers on because my feet are cold.
I love that. Zoom chic.
Zoom chic. That's what I've called it.
That is nice, Pat.
Zoom chic.
Yeah.
2020 pandemic Zoom chic. And everyone was like, slobs on the bottom, semi-smart on the top.
I'm actually now, I don't even worry about the top half now.
Oh, you should have seen me in a couple of meetings a couple of weeks ago. My God, I looked like I was homeless. I caught myself in the team's camera a couple of times and was like, holy shit, Reece, you could have brushed your hair off.
Do you know that sometimes you're just like, I can't be asked. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not seeing anyone.
CBA, man.
CBA.
And as long as I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
What are you lot?
What, does
what
it
are any of you lot going to say?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm here,
aren't
I?
You look like shit, Ruth. On Zoom.
You're not Zoom chic. You're Zoom shit.
Shit.
You look like crap. Yeah, but people, I am a straight off with your shoes. Straight in over the threshold.
Shoes, really
it goes like
vary.
This. Shoes off, upstairs, jeans off, top off, bra off. Oh my God, that comes right off.
Bang them titties.
Comfies on, makeup off, slippers downstairs. That's me.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we agree with you, Laura. People who don't take their shoes off when they get in, like Ange, are dickish.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Well, there we are. We've got to the end of another episode.
There we go, gang.
Obviously, like we said, we are not around next week.
No, next week.
But there's loads of ways you can continue to get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and the YouTube.
Yep.
Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. But Ange and I will be back on the 19th of April. Put it in your diaries, set your alarms, helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.